Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This world is one great battlefield with forces all array. If in my heart I do not yield, I'll overcome someday. I'll overcome someday. I'll overcome someday. If in my heart I do not yield, I'll overcome someday.
Like the Civil War itself, slavery didn't end with one decisive act. After the Battle of Antietam in September 1862, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in January 1863. It declared all persons held as slaves within the rebellious states to be free. Northern abolitionists welcomed the proclamation as a first step, while Southern slave owners ignored it. Ending slavery would take a constitutional amendment passed in January 1865, Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox in April 1865, the heroism of many enslaved families, and the Union Army itself to personally deliver the news to the most remote corners of the conquered Confederacy.
The proclamation that Lincoln signed didn't find its way into Texas, which is where my father's family is from, and the Rambo family, until mid-June of 1865.
On June 19th, Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston and personally delivered the news.
The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor.
Hey, everybody. Hey! It's Juneteenth, or as Donald Trump calls it, Friday. Oh, my God. He is so... Never mind. Let's make this about Juneteenth and not about him, you know? I mean, he has no idea what this means. He has no idea. He has no clue. He gave an interview to the Wall Street Journal yesterday to Michael C. Bender, who is a writer, you know, covers the White House for the Wall Street Journal, and actually said... He's the one that made Juneteenth famous. So we should thank him. He said, quote, I did something good. I made Juneteenth very famous. That's all you need to know about how his brain works. Something good happens, he must have done it, even though he doesn't know what it is that he did. I mean, he said, it's actually an important event. Mm-hmm. An important time. Mm-hmm. But nobody ever heard of it. Okay, it is a state holiday in 47 states and the District of Columbia. So who are the three states that don't have it as a state holiday? That would be Hawaii. You know, you could make it a holiday, Hawaii. And North and South Dakota. That's it. 47 other states have it as a state holiday. You know, but this is a man who thinks Frederick Douglass is still doing great work. And so what do you want from him? What do you want from him? The really sickening part of the article, though, the really sickening part is that he had to be told during the interview with the Wall Street Journal's Michael C. Bender, he had to be told by a black Secret Service agent what Juneteenth was, what it was, because Ben Carson was not available, I guess. Well, just about everybody that works for Donald Trump is white, and they're the kind of white that never heard of Juneteenth, so he had to ask a Secret Service agent about it. You know, so here's the interview with the Wall Street Journal reporter, Michael C. Bender.
It seems like an admission that he didn't know what Juneteenth was.
Oh, I think that's correct. We talked about that a little bit in the context of him having to change the date of his rally. And he told me that he started polling people around him, as he usually does on any range of subjects, about what Juneteenth was and who knew what about it. He couldn't find anyone, he told me, who knew what Juneteenth was until he asked a black Secret Service agent who informed him, as you said, that it's a commemoration of the freeing the slaves.
That's stunning. I just interviewed the reporter who did this interview, and he said that the president was, he hadn't heard of Juneteenth, right? And he was asking people around him if they knew about it. And so he was giving off the impression that he didn't have people around him who knew. And it was actually a black Secret Service agent who told him what it was. I wonder what your reaction is to the president having no idea what this is and surrounding himself with people who have no idea what this is and scheduling his rally in the middle of racial unrest on this day.
Well, I laugh for two things. One, because it is funny. And two, because it's laughable, right? And it's serious. The president of the United States should know what Juneteenth is, but this president doesn't know. And pretending that he did and that he made Juneteenth famous, everyone knows that that is a farce and that it's what he does on a daily basis. It is a lie. This president he doesn't know about history in general.
Right.
So why would he know about something like Juneteenth when it relates to African Americans and the struggle that black people have had in this country? He doesn't know. He didn't know who Frederick Douglass was. He thought Frederick Douglass was still alive.
And doing
so,
great work.
It is sad that we have a leader that knows so much, so little about so much in this country right now, especially when it comes to policing, when it comes to systemic racism. That I understand, and I think you're probably going to talk about it, that he's saying, well, yeah, there is some systemic, you can't have some systemic racism. It's part of the system, which means there would be systemic racism. So I'm not surprised that he knew nothing, pretended that he did, then turned to a black person or his black friend or someone he knew to find out the information and then took it as his own, which he does all the time.
All the time. So this is how the article starts. I just thought I would give you a little clue. I mean, I know the Wall Street Journal is behind a paywall. Some of you have subscriptions. A lot of you don't. So I just thought I would tell you how this article starts. This article was from the result of a sit-down in the Oval Office on Wednesday with Donald Trump and the Wall Street reporter, Michael C. Bender. And it said, they started with racism, okay? They started with the issue of systemic racism, and they asked, Michael C. Bender asked Donald Trump if there was systemic racism in the United States generally. And of course, this has everything to do with policing and fixing the problem of systemic racism in the justice system, which he claims to want to do. So the question was, do you think there is systemic racism? And he said, I think there's some, but removing Confederate names from military bases would further divide the country. And then he segued into popularizing Juneteenth, which he then later has to ask a black Secret Service agent what it is in the middle of the interview. They were trying to talk about the plan to heal the country's racial wounds after the killing of George Floyd and also Rayshard Brooks. And he said the answer to racism is very easy. It's very easy. And it'll happen quickly. Build a better economy. And then he said, I would like to think there's not systemic racism. And it's less. There's less.